Well, winter may be ideal for storytelling. Spring is perfect for indulging in a cool, delicious treat like ice cream. And since we love to eat it, someone's got to make it.
UW food science researcher Maya Warren knows the secrets of creating a perfect gelato, but what she's really passionate about are the properties that make things like gelato and ice cream and all those other winter desserts or frozen desserts awesome. As a recent co-winner of CBS's reality show The Amazing Race, she plans to draw on both her television experience and food science background to explore the world's best frozen desserts.
Maya Warren is with us now. She's a PhD student in food science at UW-Madison, specializing in the science of ice cream. Maya, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you all very much. I'm so happy to be here.
So what an incredible career. I don't know. I guess we should have all thought of that. Ice cream scientist, although in my case, scientist would mean one who eats ice cream. How did you get enthused about the science behind ice cream?
You know, I've always been a person who's loved ice cream ever since I was a little girl. I had, you know, a little ice cream maker and a little easy bake oven. And, you know, for me, being a chemist in college, I looked to, you know, combine those skills into something that I would love. And I mean, who doesn't love ice cream? And so I told myself I'm going to do what I love and love what I do for the rest of my life. And, well, ice cream was it.
Now, as a food scientist, what are some of the coolest things you've discovered about ice cream?
So some of the coolest things, I like that, pun intended, some of the coolest things that I discovered about ice cream are that not all ice creams melt the same. And so most people think, oh, because ice cream, you know, when it's on a cone, it just looks like it's melting and we're eating it so fast. They don't always all melt the same. And one of the main ingredients in ice cream is air. Hmm. It's kind of deceiving, right? You don't think of air as a main ingredient, but it actually is. And for us in the industry, that's a really, really great thing because, you know what? Air is free. So we really like having air in ice cream. And another thing about ice cream, the number one flavor still...
Vanilla,
you got it right. Still the number one flavor.
Does that surprise you at all? Why do people like vanilla so much?
I think people like vanilla because vanilla is actually a lot more complex than we think it is. I mean, there's a Mexican vanilla, bourbon vanilla, and Indonesian vanilla, and all of them have different, and those are just a few of them. They all have different flavor components and compounds that come out in different ways. And so I actually really, really, really love vanilla, but I'm a really big lover of a lot of like particulates, like nuts and fruits and cookies in my ice cream. But a good vanilla, I mean, you really can't go wrong.
I was going to say, like, I like, if I have vanilla, I put lots of those things in it myself,
right,
or
right.
I just get it already there. I was wondering, in the food science world, are there, like, purists? Like, no, it must be pure vanilla ice cream and no adulterant materials.
I mean, there definitely are some people who, you know, only use vanilla and not, like, vanillin, which is, like, an artificial vanilla. And you can definitely, well... Most people who are in the food industry can probably tell the difference because vanillin tastes a bit different than vanilla. And those are key things when you're looking at different ice cream products. Your higher end ice cream products will have the true real vanillas in them versus your lower end, like your economy brands would have kind of like the vanilla substitutes.
So onto your project of exploring the world's frozen desserts, which countries and desserts are on your list?
So right now, you know, I would love to be able to go to India. I mean, India has a dessert called kulfi, which would be very, very interesting to explore, you know, the culture behind it, the science behind it, the love and the passion and the ingredients. I mean, when you think of India and all of the complex flavors that occur within the food itself, I mean, think about what they can do with ice cream, like cardamom. Oh, that just sounds so delicious right now. And, you know, why not go to Israel and try like halva? You know, I don't really know much about it, but I'm looking to explore. And so as an ice cream scientist, if I don't know much about it, I'm assuming most of America doesn't either. So why not have people kind of travel with you while they're on their couch and explore the ins and outs of frozen desserts around the world?
I know gelato from Italy, mm-hmm. making inroads here in the U.S. Do you think some of these other international frozen desserts, ice cream relatives could be big here someday too?
You know, you never know. It definitely is a possibility. You know, in the American culture, we treat ice cream as just, you know, another snack. In other countries, ice cream and frozen desserts are more of a delicacy. So if we treat it as like a different kind of product, then maybe the market would be ready for it. But I mean, I'll admit, I love a good old-fashioned scoop of ice cream. So, and there's sometimes nothing like it.
And we've been using the terms frozen dessert and ice cream. Does ice cream have a particular definition that makes it ice cream?
Oh, Veronica, such a great question. So in the United States, we actually do have a legal definition of ice cream. And to keep it simple, ice cream in the United States must have 10% or more milk fat. Must. In other countries, people use, you know, different kinds of oils. So your safflower oil, your coconut, your palm kernel, and those different oils have different type of freezing properties compared to milk fat. So as a result, you're going to end up with a different microstructure. As mentioned before, I study the structure and microstructure of ice cream and frozen desserts. And so when I say frozen desserts, I can't just generalize it as ice cream because, for instance, gelato is not ice cream, according to the U.S. definition.
So you're going by the legal definition here.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
So you and Amazing Race co-owner Amy DeYoung are giving a talk about women in science, your experiences on The Amazing Race. How bright is science as a career for women? Why would you recommend it for women to get into?
You know, as being a woman in science, it's definitely a field that, you know, women are still underrepresented, and it's such a strong field for women to go into because as women, I mean, we bring skill sets that men, no offense to men in general, but we bring different skill sets that men don't necessarily bring to the plate. And so why not be able to go out there and have young ladies be able to look up to people like Amy and myself and say, you know what, we can be food scientists too. That's something that we can do, and actually look at something that's very applicable and something that they can get into. And I mean, let's admit, a lot of people love food, so, and most of us tend to love to eat it. So, you know, why not explore that as actual career opportunity? So I encourage all young girls to go out there, and young boys in general, to go out there and explore fields that they really love.
And before we let you go, I understand you have a signature flavor that you make yourself of ice cream. What is it?
I do. I call it double buttered candied pecan. It's the base is 15% milk fat, so it definitely fits the legal definition of ice cream. And it has a Mexican and bourbon vanilla in it. And then I freeze it and it has about 40% overrun, which is the air in the ice cream. And I dump in a whole bunch of candied buttered pecans, and it is, oh my gosh, so good.
That sounds yummy. Well, Maya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Maya Warren, graduate student in food science at the UW-Madison, specializing in the science of ice cream. She and lab mate Amy DeYoung won last season's edition of the CBS reality show The Amazing Race.